to live righteously.
Hey, it's me, Richie T. It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. Coming up in the next part, there's not even three blocks. It's going to be a short episode today. I'm sorry. Life has gotten a little busy, and I didn't want to wait to put out this episode that I was able to do with the piano guys. Yeah, that's right. You know, YouTube's own the piano guys. You know, 500 million views, piano guys. That's who we'll visit with here coming up in just a minute. But in the meantime, I wanted to talk to you about an email I got, and also remind people that you can find The Cultural Hall on Twitter, at The Cultural Hall. We're starting up our Instagram, so you can find us at The Cultural Hall on Instagram. You can find us online, theculturalhall.com, and you can certainly go to Pinterest and also Google Plus and find us in all the social media places. Also, too, you can find us on Stitcher. That's a great app to be able to listen to The Cultural Hall on your phone. You can find us via iTunes, which you just go to iTunes and then find us. And we encourage you both on Stitcher and on iTunes to leave a review if you like what you hear today, you like the other episodes that you've heard in the past. Helps us to be able to be contacted by more and more people. The more ratings we get, the more...
Hi, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City, where all of our computers have been hand-built in Utah for over 21 years. I've got the most amazing deal on the planet for you. The PC Laptops S1 desktop computer. It's a PC Laptops desktop computer covered forever for $799. It has a blazing fast processor, so it's perfect for home, business, or back to school. A computer is only as good as its warranty. So how long is its warranty? 1 year? 10 years? Hang on, it's lifetime parts and labor, so everything is covered forever. Viruses, hard drives, RAM, everything. How much does it cost? $799. It's only $799. That's right, $799 for a blazing computer that's warranted forever. You have nothing to lose. Quantities are highly limited, so run into any one of our 8 locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. At PCLaptops.com, we love you!
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
All right, it's time for a very special episode of the Cultural Hall. I can't believe that I'm able to sit down with all of you guys at the same time. It's it's the piano guys.
Hello.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah. How's it going?
I'm sort of disappointed, though, I'll be honest, that okay. even like a very small piano, we've now had a water incident in studio, that a very small piano doesn't accompany you guys wherever you go. Like a little Linus, you know, something that you can put on your lap.
Oh, yeah, that would be really cool. John, you ought to have one of those around.
Yeah, that's what we'll start doing from now on.
I'm not sure what they're called, too, but I've seen like the ones where you kind of blow into it and you play, too. What are those called?
Oh, yeah, the harmonica piano.
Yeah, yeah,
those are cool.
I'm not sure what it's called.
I don't even know what they're called.
I think it's a harmonium.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even if it's just a prop so that at a moment's notice you guys can just bust it out.
We should start doing that.
I'm not telling you how to do your job.
You just did.
Just drop it in the suggestion box on your way out.
Well, I've commented on all of your YouTube videos.
Oh, that's you. We've banned you. Yeah.
All right.
But apparently someone isn't looking at the millions and millions of comments you guys get. That's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
I want to get sort of genesis of where the whole project came about. I know, John, you've been playing the piano since your fingers could even move. But where did... you know, the whole piano guys thing come together.
Steve's good at telling this story.
Well, I mean, everybody knows in Utah, John has been around for a long time with a very successful solo piano career. You know, did something so monumental, and that was to live off music. You know, I mean, like, that's a big deal, really. Like, and he built such an incredible fan base here that that's really an important part, backstory part of the piano guys, you know. But about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, John was playing a gig down in Tuacon, St. George, which is Paul's hometown and where Paul owned a piano store. So John walks into Paul's piano store to practice. on the piano before the gig. And Paul says, hey, John, while you're here, I've had this crazy idea. I'm tired of advertising in the newspaper for piano sales.
Sure.
What if I film you playing on my pianos and I upload it to a YouTube channel I've called The Piano Guys, just like my piano store, and we'll sell tons of pianos.
Sure.
And John and they filmed a couple videos. They started getting excited about it. John pulled me in. I had been performing with John just as like a sideshow for quite a while. Just as like a you know guest artist.
He's really on
himself. Put him in jester shoes. And
yes, exactly. I was Batman's Robin, and so he pulled me in, and I said, "Well, if we're going to do this right, we got to bring in Al Vanderbeek, a guy that I just met moving onto a street. We've been writing music together. We've been producing music together. So all four of us, in a matter of two and a half years, had 500 million hits on YouTube, four albums with Sony Masterworks." Touring the world, a gig in Carnegie Hall even next year, and selling out Singapore and Mexico and Brazil. And here we are, like 2.5 years later.
On the Cultural Hall.
Yeah, right?
That's right. And this is all led up to this podcast right here. Actually, you know what? The funniest part about this story, though, is that after all this time, we still have not sold one piano.
That's right.
Really?
Paul?
Piano store is closed. I'm in a headlock. Sweet. Oh, it's John Kim. It's John Kimball, my old rugby mate.
You know, and I've heard about that. You're not just a wimpy piano guy. I mean, it's rugby of the championship rugby team, right? Or right?
Yeah,
around.
Larry Gelwicks is a good friend of ours, and that Forever Strong movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had. I don't know who they had playing me. Who did they have playing you, John?
Big Strong,
I think it was Tom.
Right.
I thought Tom Cruise was playing, yeah.
From the water incident.
Oh, the African-American guy.
from the water incident to one of my bosses here in my day job coming in and busting in on this. This is going swell so far.
This is a really exciting interview.
Yeah, right? If you can't see, we'll share pictures of the water spill. So then it was just like, hey, let's do it, and putting the videos together and... And then it's like, let's just sky the limit as far as...
Yeah, we just... Paul, at the beginning, he's like, we want to do the seven wonders of the world. Or like, Paul, relax, man. Let's start with your backyard, you know?
Let's try Ogden. But what do you say about Ogden?
Yeah, that's a wonder of the world.
He was right. About a year ago, we had a piano on the Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, we're like, Paul, serious? So he's a visionary. And Paul, you want to... You got to...
Get in on this, Paul.
Get in on this.
Well, I think all of us are a little crazy.
Yeah.
We love taking things to the limit. And everything we do, we try to think of, okay, what's the craziest, most impossible thing we can do and go from there and see what happens. And so far, we've just had a blast. It's so much fun.
Is the most popular one, I was doing some fishing around, the most popular one is Frozen. Is that right? Or is there one that's more popular than the Frozen song that you guys...
Actually, number one is actually one called A Thousand Years that John kind of headed up. It's a nice piano piece, Christina Perry. And
cool.
That just passed up our What Makes You Beautiful, where all four of us are... playing around the piano together, did a One Direction cover.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's weird. We've got 500 million views, and that just totally blows us away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a piano and a cello and, you know, some guys that are pretty ugly. And I mean,
it's not really the YouTube model for success, right? That's why we seriously consider this a miracle. I mean, it's you look back, what if we had approached Sony at the onset with our, quote, business model?
Sure.
Hey, Sony, here's what we're thinking.
We've got
four middle-aged dads from Utah with 16 kids in between them. We're going to put them in nature, give them classical instruments, and then film them. Isn't that going to be great?
Yeah.
You know, and Sony would be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a miracle how it's all worked.
Except for I dance really well.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's not true. Yeah. Well, good thing this is a podcast.
So they don't have to. So they don't have to see it.
Yeah. Otherwise, so you don't have to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd call you out on the carpet right
That's
now.
That's right, literally. But something that's special for us, and something that keeps us going, and that has united us from the beginning, and that's sort of shielded us from everything that can destroy artists and that have destroyed so many musicians over time, is our faith. And the fact that we can rely on God for ideas. And I want to tell you a story. It's the other day. You know, we always get asked the question, you know, when we're on Jay Leno and when we're on Katie Couric and the Today Show, they always ask the question, whose idea was this? And
mm-hmm.
How do you come up with these ideas? And how do you keep coming up with these ideas? I mean, who's doing this? And how are you going to top this? And it is frightening. It's really scary. You know, and I think all of us experience that one point in our life. It's like, am I going to wake up tomorrow morning a dud?
Yeah.
Am I going to have no more ideas? And am I going to be able to keep doing what I love? And as I was being prayerful and thinking about that, I had this voice that came to me, which I believe is God's voice, and it said, "Don't worry, all the ideas are mine." And then it said, "Except for the bad ones, those are yours." And seriously, it was so. It's such a great moment of, yes, realizing our dependency on God for so many things, including creative concepts, ideas, inspiration. So for us, it's about prayer. It's about prayerfully planning what we do. It's praying before concerts to reach the one. It's praying for our families when we're away from them. It's the support of our wives and our families that really keep us going and that we draw our inspiration from. So that's the secret sauce of the piano, guys, is faith and family.
Is it really a literal, you guys stop and will have a prayer before you do shows?
Oh, before everything.
We prayed before we came on this podcast.
Yeah?
Well, this morning we had a prayer together.
Well, that's what I meant.
You know,
yeah,
for the
yeah.
day.
Yeah, totally.
But really, you guys will meet together.
Before we record, you know, if we run into a problem, a lot of times we've run into problems when we're writing a song, you know, for a deadline. We just start. We got to pray, guys.
You know, honestly, it feels like we're kind of mission companions. It really does kind of feel like we're on a mission.
Cool.
It's really cool, and we treat it that way, and well, we just got to keep our priorities straight. And as long as we keep our faith and our family strong, we feel like, you know, we could be doing this for at least a couple more months.
Yeah, if we don't turn into stupid idiots, I think this could go for a long time.
Some of us are more likely than others. But, you know, we love the example of Minerva Tigert. Everybody loves her paintings, right? Mm-hmm. The beautiful watercolor paintings you see all over of the Savior and lots of and Book of Mormon stories. And for us, her example of if she's in the middle of a painting and she comes to a point where she's stuck. It's her biography,
yeah.
Right? And if she's on even on scaffolding, she'll come down off the scaffolding, get on her knees and say a prayer and go back at it afterwards. Mm. And for us, it's totally the same thing. We're writing How Great Thou Art mixed with the mission soundtrack for when we're going to film in front of the Christ statue in Rio. And we get halfway through the song and we're stuck. Mm. We were stuck. We couldn't figure it out. We couldn't figure out how to combine the two songs, how to start it just right. And John says, "You guys, we got to pray." So we stopped what we were doing, prayed. We got back on that, and it was amazing how it flowed after that.
And then we got the ideas were flowing, and then we had to get back on our knees to thank Heavenly Father for answering our prayers.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, we got to thank him, yeah.
Thank him, or it'll stop.
And then we got blessed again for that,
exactly.
Just like King Benjamin talks about, you know? We can't keep up.
Is there ever any sort of nervousness about being open about talking about that? I know sometimes in the industry people will say, oh, you know, I thank God,
it's
but
funny.
I keep the rest to myself.
It's only in Utah that you're nervous about it, because you talk about this stuff anywhere else and people are like, whoa, cool. We pull Sony people into our pre-show prayers, and afterwards, some of them start clapping. You know, like some of them are like, that was beautiful. You know, it's like it's really cool.
Hmm.
You know, and it's like totally natural. Hmm. You know, and I think it's just funny in Utah because we're embarrassed of ourselves.
I think the key is understanding that we as Mormons don't have the corner on the market on spirituality.
Right. Wait,
we don't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Newsflash. This is a spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear this, you may want to turn off
John
the podcast.
John said this to me before, but there are the C.S. Lewises out there. How many of them are there? And there's such great, wonderful people out there that are so committed to their relationship to their family and to God. And we see a lot of them in our shows, and it's so neat to connect through the Spirit. Whatever we call it, mm-hmm. Whatever they call it, it's not really as important in that moment. And so for us, it's been really fun to be able to connect with people on a spiritual level through music. Not religious to exclude people, because mm-hmm. I think there can be some exclusionary
things
about religion.
Sure, religion can exclude
yeah,
people.
Yeah, exactly. But spirituality can be inclusive. And for us, that's sort of our target with the music that we create, is an inclusive spirituality.
Have there been opportunities present themselves to be able to share the gospel because of being, you know, so famous?
All the time.
Yeah. We actually have our own pool that we call our TPG investigators, people that we've met. Actually, we've had some great experience, people have, as a result, and we don't take credit for it, of course. I mean, people that are feeling the Spirit through the music and videos that, you know, the things that God has blessed us with, and have investigated the church and have joined the church
cool.
as a result of, you know, feeling the Spirit. So that gives us such a totally different meaning. It's not about the music. It's not about the videos. It's about being used in a way that, you know, literal instruments in Heavenly Father's hands.
I have to say, while I was saying that, it actually feels a little bit like a calling
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. There are a lot easier ways to make money, you know, than being on a bus day after day, different city.
Mm-hmm.
It's super grueling, you know, but I was thinking if for some reason the money aspect of it was solved, and I didn't have to work another day in my life, I think we would all continue to do this because we feel like it's what we're supposed to do, mm-hmm. you know, and it's...
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. I mean,
I was just going to say, I think this could be applied to anybody's vocation too. You know, I think once you understand the worth of a soul, the temporal is combined with the spiritual, and it's one. And so it's like no matter what you're doing, if your goal is that worth of a soul, if it's music, if it's marketing, if it's piano sales, you know, I mean, there's always wonderful things to do on this earth for our brothers and sisters, and that's been something that we've noticed as we've gone around the world that. God will use anybody and everybody as instruments in his hands to bless his children and connect with them in a way that all he wants to do sometimes is just tell them that he loves them and he wants that opportunity.
So being out on the road, you guys probably have to do church out on the road sometimes. Do you ever show up and be like, hey, we got the sacrament musical number?
Just I got to tell you a funny story. Okay, this was my favorite. So yeah, we do that all the time.
Okay.
And we walked in and we're in... We show up to this elders quorum meeting, and the guy gets up, and he's like, thank you, everybody, for being here. We'd like to actually welcome One Direction, who are here with us today. And we're like, whoa!
This old guy had no clue who One Direction was or who the piano guys were.
So ever since
but
then,
somebody told him.
Ever since then, every time we visit a ward, we always get up and say, hi, we're One Direction. Yeah.
That's awesome. What a great story. You guys have a big show coming up here in Salt Lake at Energy Solutions Arena on the 20th of December. So people that listen here in Utah can look for tickets for that and go check that out.
You know, we did the ESA last year for the first time, and the whole time we're thinking, this is crazy that our promoter is putting us here. No one's going to come. There's no way we're going to fill this place. And we actually, it looked full. I don't think it was a complete sellout, but... Man,
12,000 people
amazing.
Showed up, huh?
So we're doing it again this year. So,
and you also mentioned you have a show at Carnegie Hall coming up. That's next year, right?
You know, if they go to thepianoguys.com, mm-hmm. We have our full tour schedule there. They can watch our videos for free there. They can get our album Wonders, which just was released this week. And there's merchandise there, Paul's address, credit card information
cool.
there.
So that's for everybody. Perfect. So if you need to go on a vacation somewhere and you can't afford
exactly
it,
right.
Borrow Paul's information. Can you guys tease me with something that you're thinking about doing that's coming up?
We've got a new Four Guys tune coming up. We just performed it live yesterday on the Today Show, and we'll be doing a video of that. So it's going to be quite fun. It's a Dave Matthews song.
Oh, Ants cool. Marching.
Yep, mixed with
Ode to Joy.
Oh, cool.
Yep, and it's actually, we actually involved a cello this time. You know, we kind of felt like the cellist got left out in the name, the piano guys. We thought we'd throw in a cello this time.
Not just
or
one
two.
Cello.
Oh, yeah.
But two.
We all are rotating back and forth between the piano and the cello.
Cellos outnumber the piano.
That's
there
right. It's actually it's the best John's ever looked when he was playing the cello. It's really. I mean, you really ought to consider really doing that as a career. Maybe
I made the cello look good.
Oh yeah.
And he's humble.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah. You're going to pray for humility one of these days.
But you know what? That Ants Marching Ode to Joy tune is track number 3 on our album, and that's one we really really are excited to have people hear.
Very cool. I want to ask you guys one last question, and then I want to pitch you on something. So get ready for this.
Okay.
One last question is: you guys have collaborated with a lot of people. I know the thing with Lindsey Stirling was pretty amazing. Other people,
Alex Boyer as well.
That right?
Guy is that was such a fun collaboration. Just spending the day with him was epic. The guy is incredible. He's one of the most incredible people I've ever met in my
totally
life.
Totally agree.
Other collaborations coming up.
Good.
Anyone?
Yeah. Paul's brother, I think. We were going to collaborate with your brother on a video.
His teacher came by when we were talking, so we brought him in.
We've had some amazing offers for collaborations, but the hardest part is finding time for the two collaborations to come together.
Aligning schedules, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been really tough, but we would love, there's a couple that we really...
You know, we did meet, David Archuleta came to the studio a few months back, and, you know, we don't have anything official, but we're keeping in contact with him, and if something works out, that'd be cool, because you know David, he's the Utah Golden Boy.
Yeah.
We've talked to the MoTab. There's something brewing there eventually. You know, we'd love
to.
We'd love to see something.
Christmas. That'll be awesome.
We're going
to
be, we're going to be, you know, we got to hit 5 more wonders. We've only done 2 of the 7 so far, and that's why our album's called Wonders. But we want, one of our next wonders is the Colosseum. Wouldn't that be amazing to have the entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir us around the Colosseum singing Nessun Dorma or something?
No, we're trying to line that up with the temple dedication there in Italy.
Oh, yeah, cool. So, oh, my gosh.
Just something that it would be a miracle, but that's kind of how things have happened.
You've got to start it somehow. Yeah.
All right, so now here's the pitch. Are you ready for this?
Okay,
and I'll let
ready?
You guys get out of here. Here's the pitch. So it's a Piano Guys video, right?
Okay.
You got John at the piano.
Oh, dang it.
Cello, you know, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, right? And then there's a second piano. Are we ready for this?
Okay, all right.
Second piano. Guy also, you know, he's ready. Everyone's going, who's that guy? That guy hasn't been in all the other videos. Plays a piano with his nose.
Okay.
I'm throwing it out there, right?
Right now.
Okay.
And that's you, right?
Your plan. It is a 60-second, it's just a joke bit. It's a, hey, you know what? We wanted to lead you like it was going to be this
that's
great,
you, right?
Epic. Well, sure. Yeah.
Of course it is. Why would he?
Of course it's me. But it's the, you know, we just had time to do this kind of this tease thing. We want to let you guys know.
Perfect.
Boom. Throwing it out there.
Okay, what have you played with your nose? Give us some credentials.
Well,
there.
The recorder?
Heart and Souls is the go-to.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Not the Bumblebee?
You know, I mean, then you start to get to where you need like a Band-Aid and some other protection apparatus. Yeah, okay. But you can do Heart and Souls, no problem. No blood.
Nice.
No carnage.
No net.
The, no net.
Heart and nose.
You own
heart
the,
and nose.
You, the flight of the Bumblebee would be good.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Okay. So you guys work it out.
Yeah. Okay, miracle, we'll let you know.
Miracles happen as you guys spoke.
Yes, of course.
So
nobody knows.
Everybody knows.
Oh, that's
miracles
right.
happen.
Everybody knows. Thank you guys for taking a few minutes, and best of luck. I'm sure we'll see you guys again.
Our pleasure.
In the future. Thank you so much.
Thank
Thanks,
you
man.
For your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
You need to work on your nose runs.
And we hope that this has nourished and strengthened your body, and that if you weren't healthy enough to listen this week, that you'll be healthy enough to listen next week, and that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat on the back.